Okay, we're holding. We're behind. We're holding on the Rashi. Is the Haman off the bottom? Marley Hitina Chaberut. So the question was catching, taking water out. The potter lay tana the nasis and the ptani oshinos on the circle of Zishnaim Peturim. Reuben put it in Shimon's hand and Shimon takes out, so Shimon's potter because Reuben put it in his hand. So Shemayim put the water in his hand. Potim Akibal, Pasha Yodu, Beyodu, the circle of the Yobid Maisa, he was just being passive. He wasn't taking the water, but rather the water was falling into his hand and that was it. Alei Makola. So what does it mean? What does it call it mean? Rashi says, "Hashas of a daita." Right now, we're assuming it means because Shahoya Hakiloch Yerid as the water was coming down from the Shemayim. Sehika biyoda achas v'kibla b'chaverto double akira. So he took it out of the air and put it into his hand. So he took it from the air and took it out. So Morris says, "But that's very nice." But the Ma'aseh, that's not going to work because it wasn't in a state of noach, but you can have a din of akira, the water was still was moving. The word says it's on a curse of mashupa. Like you find the case of Hayakari Vesefer, called Sum Shalem Asim Kimagila, they were all in scroll form. Miskagal Sefer Miyada, and the Sefer is now started unrolling, Barosha Echabiyada, but one end is still in his hand, the other end started rolling off his lap. Sefer, he was sitting on an in his scoop, which is a Carmelis. So Gadol Etzev, a Perek Basa, the Erev Mukim Lo, by Skufas Karmelis, the case was, it was the Karmelis, Gimel, Rechav Adalid, it was three Tvachim, it was at least three Tvachim off the ground, and it was 4x4, and that's a Karmelis, Rishas Rabban, a Veris, the funnel, Rishas Rabban in front, Dina Fokulei, Miyodei, Umahajalei, Rishas Rabban, Liskufa, Lav, Chiyuv, Chatazik, so, since it's a Karmelis, we're not dealing with the rice, even if it's fallen off out totally, and that he would retrieve it against the halacha, he wouldn't be chayvachat. This is only the rabbanon. Therefore, hel hasha the rosha echad b'yoda ben kanakiro, but it's not really considered in the rishus rabbim because it's probably still attached to where he is in the Carmelis. So it's not even an akira back from the rishus rabbim. So then, a field of Mishum Shuvas Nami Lo goes. Therefore, they did not even make a Durabonon. At most, it would be a Durabonon. They weren't Gozer because of the case of the Carmelis. Hayakar Barash Agag, she who Rishus Yachid, and he's Gagal Sefer Mayada, but Rosh Echab Yada. One end is still in his hand, the other end is rolling down. So, actually, Gia Rosh Atacht, and if the bottom end has not reached the Yod Tenth Wachim, Hatachan, the last Tenth Wachim off the ground, Shuav Rosh Echab. Which that's the airspace of the Shusha Rabban. So then he can pull it back in. Galoy Etzler. He gives the Yud. Also the Galoy cannot bring it back in. The Gozer Rabbanon Mishum Shvus. They made a Gzeira. Hechad the Oyd the Biyada. It's only Rabbanon when it's attached to his hand still. Also we're Gozer that case. Hechad the Nofik Miyada Kule where it went out of his hand totally. Joli Lysi. He should not bring it back in that case. The Kachiv with the Raisa. Then you'd have with the Raisa. Okay. So what do you do? Hayfchal Ksav. We turn the Ksav on the side of Kosel. We turn the written side on its face towards the Kosel. Hacholak on the smooth side, the empty side, Klapir Shesaram is facing out. Shali Hey Mutol Kol Kachu Yizayin. It shouldn't be such a bizarre and lying there. V'holoi Nach. And we ask the Kasha, but it's not. The Gemara over there asks the Kasha. It's not stationary. But my Yosher Lagol Yitzar. So you're not. It was not munach in the rishut at all, so we bring it back. There's no act of akira. So by tefillah and rabbanon, the answer was kresel mashupa. Berlet milamata, but meitzer milamala. It's wider on the bottom, and it's thinner on top, so it's at an angle. The nochle aloisa shipua, and it's at rest on that this angle. And more says that's. By a savor, by water, niyavidi the naichi, elabadabar shiesh the teichel, in place really it could be at rest, it's not on a wall, it has to be something which can hold it, that has a teich to it. So it says it was a guma. So it's a chidash of a guma. Maratema, that he took it off the top of this water floating in the Guma. So he didn't take the whole water, he took it off the top. So this water he took is really on top of the water below it. Lav hainu hanachosan, that they have akirosa akira. The hanaydi ba'ozlu, I think it's not considered that it's in a state of rest, because it's not in a state of rest, it's moving back and forth on top of the water beneath it. That's where water is considered at the state of rest in a container which is holding it.
That's only if it's still raining. In other words, it sounds like there's movement, but if the water was still.
As long as there's any situation where the water isn't moving, wind could also do it, not after rain. So the chiddush is that's considered its makom. Okay. But if you have water on water, you take the water off the top of the water, that's considered a state of rest, and that's what Rava just said over here. However, but for water, that's a normal place to put water. We look at, in other words, the Morris explained that the logic is not that we look at the top water at rest and the bottom water. We look at all of the water as one unit, and the water is at rest as a unit. Whereas an ego is floating on the water, a nut which is floating on the water is not considered in a state of rest, because water is not valid. It moves around in the water; it's not going to stay still. Okay, now boy Rava. Rava has an interesting question. Ego is bekli. The kli tzofa gabi mayim. So you have the container is floating on the water, and now there's something in the container. So is that considered a state of rest or not? Well, the item inside is has a place. It's not moving. It has a place in the kli. However, the kli is not at rest because the kli is floating on the water. You just told me that floating on the water is not considered a state of rest. Okay. What's the halacha? Boser egos is linen v'honayif. You look at the egos. You go after the egos, and it's at a state of rest. Adama boser kliyos linen v'holoi nayif. The nayif, it's not. You look at the kli, and the kli is in a state of motion. So Morris says, "Take." That stands as a question.
No matter how big the kli is.
The Chara, Tosfos brings in, wants to know that the Gemara B'Metzia, the Gemara discusses in regards to Hilchos Kinyan, so the, in case you have a boat floating on the water, do we look at it, the boat is in a state of rest and the water is moving it? Is the boat in a state of rest and it's the water which is moving, or it's the boat which is moving? That's the more shallow way there. Rabbi Hilchos, the Kinyan of Mashiach. So is the boat moving, or is the water, the boat sitting still in the water which is moving? That's pretty much much larger item. So Tosfos wants to know what's the difference between the two cases. Tosfos doesn't differentiate between the size of the item. The big boat is much bigger than a box.
So the upshot there, water is considered a single unit.
Right.
And all of it's considered in motion. Or all of it's considered
at
rest.
No, it's considered at rest, right. Well, no, that's, we're not talking about a river. You know, you have a river running, and that is then all of it's considered at motion. So you have it in a right, in a guma, so then that's considered at rest. Water. Okay, now. Correct. Shemin shesof agabi ma'ayin. Now you have a situation where you have wine on the bottom and oil on top, or water on the bottom and oil on top. So now how do we look at that? And he takes the oil off the top. Is to consider the oils at rest, because we look at it as one unit, or you look at it there, it's two separate units. So that's machloek of Rechem and Uribir Rabbanan. That we know, we chose a case of oil and wine, because that really parallels machloek in the Sefer Tzvuyim, but it's the same thing as oil and water. So that's Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda. But what is it not? Shemen shetzof agabi yayin. V'nogot tzvuyon b'shemen. So you have shemen and wine of truma. So a tzvuyon has a status of a sheni, but he has a status of a sheni that even a normal sheni makes mashkin into a rishon. The only exception to that rule that a sheni makes a mashkin into a rishon is a tful yoim makes it possible, and that's it. So now a tful yoim touches the shemen, which is on top. So had it been anything else with a tful yoim, it would have made it into a rishon. The rishon now would be matam of the yayin. So good, so the shal is irrelevant. By a tful yoim, the lochas he makes it possible, which means it does not create any tumah further. So he touches the shemen. What's the status of the wine on bottom? Do you look at this one big unit? He touched the unit over here, and the whole thing is tummy or not? The Tanakhama says, and the only thing he touched the shemen, and the shemen, and the shemen, the yain is yain, and that's it. Rabbi Yechimanuri, or Mishneim, Mechuborim Zelizeh. We look at the two of them as one unit, and therefore both of them are considered possible now. So that would now apply to Hilchos Shabbos, the same Shaila. So Hilchos Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yechimanuri, it's one unit. And we consider it at a state of rest when he takes the wine, the oil off of the top. But according to the Chumim, it's not one unit, and the oil is not in a state of rest. It's on top of wine, which is now yid. So it's the same thing now. It's like an egg is floating on water. Eggos. Okay, let's see Rashi. Shemen shitzav al gabi yayin. V'akar Hashem, he took the oil off the top. V'etziyan v'shasham, he took it out to v'shazorab. V'udin al-gabi yimayim, l'inyan Shabbos, regards to Shabbos, water would be the same issue, but l'inyan chumah, lo yisagid, yayin, obviously, in the case of chumah, it's only relevant to wine. V'chogs to v'yachim, v'nuri, v'rabodin, tam, shemen shal chumah, shasham al-gabi yayin shal chumah. So they're both of chumah, the oil's on top, and it's what you are. Possible is the truma minotar b'yavamis perak ha'olam. It makes it possible, but that's it. Possible in the sense that it becomes tamei, but it doesn't. The difference between possible and tamei we saw before was tamei means it is tamei to the extent that it can make something else tamei, and possible means it is tamei, but it cannot make something else tamei. So it itself is not usable, but it's not tamei in the sense it can create tumah by something else. So a tsuyam is only possible things. The possible shem b'vad. We look at them as separate. The shemen posel who? Well, the tomei. The shemen is only posel, not tomei. Hilka. Lo posel le yain. It can't make the wine tomei or posel. In Shabbos nami, havi kedaver acher hatzaf olamayim delav haino hanachosa. So we look at it as it's something else is on top of it, floating on water, which is not considered munach. Okay. Omer Rabbi Oven, Omer Rabbi Loy, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Zot Gemara. Hayatoun Oichlin Umashkin. We had Oichlin Mashkin on himself. The Rashi learns that the case was that he himself put it on himself, but he didn't put it on with intention to go outside. It was on him, and then he went out. There was, he picked the original Akira from the table. He picked it up in his hand. He was planning to put another place in the room. So you know, the Akira wasn't made with intention to go outside. Then, after he has it on himself, in his hand, whatever it is, he walks outside. So, and he was not in a state of rest. Let me add that. He picked it up in his hand with intention to move it to another part of the room. So the Akira was not made for the purpose of itself. And then he starts moving to the other side of the room, and he sees the door is open. He says, you know, with that, he forgets his Shabbos, and he walks outside holding this thing. So it never was in a state of rest that there's a new Akira for the purpose of going outside. Because when the state of rest at the table, he picked it up not for the purpose of going outside, and then he's in motion, and then he walks outside. That's a simple case. There's another way to learn the case. The more it could be, even if he was at rest, but whatever. But that case is a simple case. So when Nicholas gets a kolyam, he goes in and out kolyam kulo. Eno chayv ashiyamet. He only chayv if before he walked outside he stopped. Ashiyamet means before he walked outside he stops, and then he walks outside. So then it's a kiras kufa kiras chayfitz. So if he's moving back and forth and he stops, now it's considered that the item is at rest again. And when he starts moving again, it's the case he had before in Daf Gimel, that the item now is being, you know, there's an Akira's Kufa, it's Akira's Kufa, he's taking outside.
He didn't stop at his Melachas Makshav position. I don't understand. Why is this? Why does he get up the hub?
Because there's no Akira. Akira has to be in a state of rest.
There was no Akira for the hub.
No, it's not a question of Melachas Makshav, it's not part of the Hutzah.
I don't understand why it's not an Akira.
If a person picks up a chayfet to move it to another part of the room, it's not called an Akira. It's not moving it from its place. It's Malkum is in the Shusha Yachid, and it's right to part of the Shusha Yachid. No, but the Malachah Akira is to take it out of its Malkum, which is the Shusha Yachid, and put it in another Malkum, which is a Rabbim. This wasn't an Akira of an act of taking it out. So it's not an Akira from its Malkum. It might be the Akira from its Malkum. The Malkum isn't the table versus the chair. The Malkum is Rishus HaYachid. So an Akir, which is to move it out of Rishus HaYachid, it's called, and that, which, and then he does that, it's called, it's taken out of Rishus HaYachid, and now put somewhere else. But Akira from the table to the chair is not called an Akira. Oh, you moved it from its Malkum before it was a table, now it's Malkum as a chair. That we don't define Malkum by table versus chair, it's by Malkum versus Rishus HaYachid versus Rishus HaRab. So it's not a problem with Lech Moshev, it's not an Akira. Sorry, what? Somebody? No. As long as he hasn't stopped.
As long as he hasn't stopped, it's not
a Hanukkah. Not a Hanukkah yet.
So Hanukkah?
That's like a Kiris Gubba, Kiris Gubba. So Hanukkah's Gubba, it's Hanukkah's Gubba. But till then, and the logic is, you can't say it's Malkum is Rishus HaYachid yet because it hasn't given a place yet.
So you can have an Akira, something that's just because it's in the Rishus. What? It's not.
No, how's that? Also has to be from a state of rest. We have the two elements of Malkum are it's in Rishus HaYachid. And it's in a state of rest, Rishus HaYachid. So now it has a place. So when you're doing Akira, you've done something like that. If Erev Shabbos, let's say he's carrying something on his back, and he's been walking, he's pacing back and forth, very nervous, and pacing back and forth for the last 4 hours, it's not, as of Shabbos, it had no place. Because it never was in a state of rest.
So, okay, but something's in a state of rest, Rishus HaYachid, you pick it up and you walk outside. When does the Akira happen?
The Akira happens as soon as he picks it up. That's when it's no longer in a state of rest in Rishus HaYachid. But it's only considered an Akir Rishus HaYachid if he plans to take it out. If he does, it's not an Akir Rishus HaYachid. It wasn't Nekar from Rishus HaYachid. It might be in a state of rest from Rishus HaYachid, but it's not a Nekar from Rishus HaYachid. That's what I'm telling Rosal. Vamar Abaya, V'hush Omad Lefush. This Amida, which we say, is considered that it's affects a status of a new Hanukkah and then a new Akira is that he stopped to rest as opposed to he stopped to adjust item. Mimai Mida Omer Mar, because we have a different statement which I guess Mar meaning that his master is from Hashem, mean Rabba, his Rebbe Rabba had said, I'm not sure who the Mar over here is, but let's just, you know, whoever the Mar is. Now, this is the different issue. So, a person is Marad Alam Rishus HaRabim. So, he picks it up from Mokum A, Rishus HaRabim, moves it to Mokum B, and puts it down. And it's Daladam, so he's tied. But there's a interesting, excuse me, Marad Alam Rishus HaRabim, a person picks it up and moves it 2 amas, it's not said it's mutter. You're allowed to move something Rishus HaRabim less than 4 amas. It has to be a continuous movement of four amish, at least 4 amish straight. And we have that sitting later on, a person who, Mishahisha Baderech, and he has items with him and he could get caught in a place that's not safe, we're afraid he's going to, it's very valuable items, we're afraid he's going to do who knows what, because our matter, you can go less than Dalai Lamas, less than Dalai Lamas, less than Dalai Lamas, less than Dalai Lamas, pochus pochus Dalai Lamas. It's very chomer to get a bottom of the vetted, right? Okay, so what defines as less than Dalai Lamas? What do you mean? He didn't. He walked the mice 3 miles. Well, he stopped in the middle. So what's called stopping? So we have to define stopping. So Amar Mar, Tartal Anamis, Omad Lefush, is Potter. If within the, within Dalal Anamis, for example, you know, that example, it's Mutter, we hear, say, generally we don't advise. He walked more than four Anamis, but in between he stopped. If he stopped Lefush to take a rest, and then he continues again, he's Potter, because that's considered that there was one act of walking which ended when he took a rest, and a new act of walking starts again when he goes further. But if he stops the Chasef, Chayim. If he stops just to adjust it, that's not considered that the original act of walking's ended. This is all to facilitate the walking, just to adjust it on himself. And therefore, if he continues afterwards more to the end of the four Amos, he's Chayim. The Chazanish says, Lefush of the Chiddush. Because you could argue, well, I'm resting also to have the strength to go right. That's not part of the act of walking. Whereas the Chasef is that the normal flow of walking is you have to adjust something. But obviously, if he stops for Ladabrim Chaveroi, he says, which is not part of the act of walking, then obviously that's going to be, that is considered an end of the original Halif. However, that's Tartal Anamis. Chutz Dal Anamis, so it's the opposite. So he walked Dal Anamis and then he stops after four Amos have been passed already. So Omer Lefush, if he stops to rest, that's the end of his walking. So he's Chayim. The Kasef, if he stops to just adjust it, he didn't stop yet. So he hasn't done a Hanukkah yet. So he's not Chayiv yet, because Dalai Lama needs an Akira and a Hanukkah. So the Kasef is Potter.
But he stops at a light.
So that's a big shout in the post game. How do you down stopping at a red light? Because stopping at a red light is to go further. But on the other hand, this act of walking seemingly has ended. Most post games say that it's considered it ended.
Yeah, obviously, people jogging and they get to a light, they continue sort of jogging in place.
No, but they would move around. You know, obviously they move around. Okay, so that's what Abai says over here. Okay, and the Mor says, "My Kamashmalon." So the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, is Shlahoisa Akira Misharishen Lekach. That since the original Akira was not for that purpose, it's not considered an Akira Lagabi the Malacha Bitsa. Ha'omer Rabbi Yochanan, Chadasim Rabbi Yochanan already said that halacha somewhere else. The Omer of Safra, Omer Rabbi Ami, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Hamarach Chafatsim, Mizobis, Nizobis. So, Venimlach Aleim Bhutsi, and it's part of Shlahois Akira Misharishan Lakach. So, instead of saying the case where he would have the Oichel Mashkim on him, and then he went out, the case was he picked up something to move to a different corner. It's the same case, same din. He picked it up and moved from corner A to corner B, and then while he was in motion, he walked outside. Great. He's Potter. So some more answers. Amaroi Nino, Mar Amar Lo Bahai Lishna, Mar Amar Bahai Lishna. So it was two different Tamidim, Amaroyim, Tamidim had different versions of how Rabbi Yochanan had said it, but the din is exactly the same. Sets a new twist on Amaroi Ninu. You know, Yisra Amaroi Ninu is what he holds. Or they both agree what he holds. They just had different versions of how he said the story. Zot Rashi. Okay. Hayitzor Eichel Mashkin is about eight lines before the end of the narrow line. Before the end of the narrow lines. Hayitzor Eichel Mashkin, Mashkin Shalitonu Lekach. He was not put on for the purpose of going out. It was on him for the purpose of moving one corner to the other corner. As he already was in motion, he changed his mind already while he was in motion. Big Shaila, and Pasha's, the answer should be obvious. In a case where he did it, he picked it up for the purpose of taking it to a different corner, he's still standing still, and then his neck or his body with intention of going outside, so then you have a kiras gufa, right? So that's what Rashi stresses. The case was he ready with okir ragel. There's some according which clear what maybe that case should also be chayy potter, but that's a chiddush. And chay bat shiyamid.
Maybe that kind of ragel case should also be chayy.
No potter. He has to first stop and then says to go outside. His stopping is like putting the chayfitz down. And some of the bachas gives the kanochas chayfitz. And then when he goes out, amanas lotzis to go outside is mechayiv. That's a new akira for the purpose of going outside. Akira's kufa kachira's chayfitz. Avoloy amido lekal akira lekira rishana, without him, without the person stopping. So the only akira we have is the Asian akira. Vi lahoyusa amanas lotzis. And that akira was not for the purpose of going out. But tar lochayir lemalechas moshevas. Now you have Russell's taina. Rashi doesn't say like me. Malachas moshevas. You mean a mishkan she's kamal nasas hamalacha. That the malacha means that the person had full intent to do the malacha, but he was not aware of the iser. But if a person is not aware that he's doing malacha, that's not malacha. Right. That's a shogeg. In other words, you say that's the definition of a shogeg of a hilchos Shabbos. For example, like he didn't realize he's doing a malacha, right? A person saw some stalks of wheat over there, thought they had been cut already. He wanted to cut them a bit shorter. Really, they were still attached to the ground. So he cuts it. So he did the malacha of katsira. He tended to cut, and he cut. He had no intention. He had no intent to do kaitzer because he thought it was detached. Right. So that wouldn't be a case of Malachim Moshev. That case. But this case, the case over here would be Malachim Moshev. You bring a kaitzer, right?
Which case?
The case Rashi says. Moshev and Lafush. Lanuach, he stopped to rest. He have a meter, that's considered a meter. Vakira, the basre, have a kira. Then when he does a kira afterwards, it's considered a kira. Abu Omer, the kasev, the sakim, a sok, seifoi, lava meter, he that's not considered a meter. Midomer mar, rabba, the habi rabba, the rabba, so let's show it to Rashi. Mar means rabba, okay. Tetalamis, a mar, dalamis, precious rabbin, Omer, tetalamis, lafush. He stopped to rest. Because of Hishlim, vihindiach, and then he went further, and he put it down. Oh, yeah, Mashamar, he stopped. Which is equivalent to putting it down. He's part. Shall have a dalal amos by kirachas. There was no akira which moved the dalal amos. However, in Makasiv Omer, who said dalal amos, he stopped in the dalal amos to adjust it. Hishim dalal amos he niach Omer shab mafush, and then after Faramas he stopped to rest or he put it down. He's guy. Vamida the third dalal lava mida he shahis the kasev. So we see the standing still was the kasev. It's not considered an amida. Kusa dal lamas.
Did you say avai is rabbi? It was also rabbi Yosef.
His main rabbi was Rabba. He also was mishamash rabbi Yosef.
So how does he know that it's Rabba?
Whenever he would say mar, usually I mean unless specifically talking. In a conversation between Abai and Rabbi Yosef, he would say Amr Mar. But, you know, the Mar said. But otherwise, Mar means Rab.
He's still standing still for the purpose of not doing Isidore, right? So he's still considered.
That is a machloikus. So there's there's a big machloikus in the Ben Yeruchim and Rashi. I remember which one says which. In the case of that Mavid Al Ramas, you have to actually sit down. And if you actually sit down, I don't care what your purpose is, you sat down. That's no longer an act of halicha. So that then going lesson Dalai Lama's, one of them says you have to actually mamash physically sit down, and then because just stopping in order to not go, is that called an amida? It's not an amida lakase, but it's not an amida lefush. I mean, it's a funny amida. One says it's enough. Chutzal d'Amos, Amar Radal Amos Shlemus, he went for Amos straight. V'Amar Chutzal d'Amos, Seim Lafush Amar Havianu Chosuku Hanochas Kufa Kanochas Chavis. If he stopped to rest, he's at a state of rest. Boom. So the item is a state of rest. V'Lakazi V'Amar Ein Zu Amida. If he just stopped to adjust, it's not Amida. And if meanwhile V'Amar La'Acher Miyodoi Acherei Ken Shteim Paturim. So somebody else took it and put it down, so neither one did the malacha. Okay. I'm right, you know, Rabbi Lov, Rabbi Ami, have an argument, Maram Allah Baha'i Lishna, Maram Allah Baha'i Lishna, Mir Rabbi Yechon, Chal Azim Noam Amra. So, the case is Rabbi Yechon said this halacha, and both of them had different versions exactly how he said it. Tan Rabbana. Hamaytzi mechinus leplatya, derech stop. So a chinus is a store, so a store is Rishus Yechon. It has, you know, walls, it's inside, etc., it has the whole thing. A platya was the wide open plaza where everybody would gather. That was considered a makom l'rishus harabim. And to get there, there was usually some type of, they would have like, in front of the store, they would have an area where there was a bench or a place where people could sit, which wasn't made for the halicha of the rabbin. So it's considered neither rishus harabim or rishus yachid. So he took it out from the rishus harabim, from the rishus yachid to the rishus harabim, going through this rishus of a caramelist in between. So the Tanakhama says Chai ben Nazeh Pot. Tanakhama says Chai ben Nazeh says Pot. The Mor says Vishma ben Nazeh. We know ben Nazeh Shita is. Because Sober ben Nazeh holds Mahalach Ko Emedami. Ben Nazeh has a wild Shita. Wild Shita. Ben Nazeh Shita is Mahalach Ko Emedami. The Reshiva explained it, and I hope I can say it over right. It's one of the things, even if I say it right, I'm not sure I understand 100%, but this is what he said, that he takes two things. Hanochas guva, Hanochas, you look at the chavetz, the makom of the chavetz is on the person. And the person, that's number one. You know, he takes Hanochas guva, you know, the item is on the person, and that's where it's makom. Right? And the person, each foot step that he takes, the fact that he's going to take another step afterwards, is right now, this is where he is. And there'll be another step in a moment. But right now, even though it's a fluid motion, when we look at each step, it's his makom. So the average case of Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, it's very simple. The last moment that it's makom is Rishus HaYachid is that as he's stepping outside, and then he takes that step and he goes outside. He's now moved the item from being in the Rishus HaYachid, and that's it. It is at rest in the Rishus HaYachid, to being at rest on him in the Rishus HaRabim. But in this case, it went from Rishus HaYachid to Carmel, to Carmel to Rishus HaRabim, so he's potter.
So his very last step.
Well, it's all part of the process that he had kimono for that purpose, to go outside. He wants to go outside with the item, right? Let's say he wasn't aware that he had it, he forgot that he had it on him at that moment in a chanamik. Right.
Is this similar to Kutim?
It is. The Rashi actually says, with that Hezbri, he wants to imagine Kutim Shahun Khadami, and I don't understand what he's talking about. But he does draw a parallel to the two of them. But Tosfos draws even more. So the obvious issue is how in the world Kondi Ben Azai, you'll never have Dalai Lama Rishus HaRabim. Step. Hanocha, Kira. So you never have the at Malachim. So the Shami says, Eina Chanami. The case was he jumped. Broad jump, you know. 8 feet. Right? So would you ask the same Kasha according to Bekiva? So one issue, do you say kluta while it's in a person's hand or a person's body? Is it right now it's on him? But the opposite being, according to Bekiva, kluta to Mishahuncha, he throws Dalaramas. So how do you have Zurich Dalaramas? That's the place's issue over here. Okay. So the more says, Ben Azai, I understand. Al Rabbonon, Nehi Nami, the Ksavar of Mahalach Lavkar Medami. Goes, they all Mahalach Lavkar Medami. So it wasn't that. He did a hanoch in the caramelist and then a care from the caramelist. Okay. But Nehi Nami the Ksari Mahalch Lav Karmadami Hech Ashkachna Kia Gavna the Chai. In the Mishkan, this we didn't have this type of scenario. So how do we know that this is called the Malach of Itzor? And that's the worst question. And it is time to stop. Okay.